Hello?
Sandy? Hi. This is John Watson. I left a message on your cell yesterday and your office number.
Okay, I apologize for not getting back to you. I had a class all day
No worries, Sandy. It's not a problem at all. I hope your day isn't as frantic today as it was yesterday. So, look, I understand you're handling the sale of 736 Fred Burr Road.
Yes, I have it listed.
Oh, okay. Well, before I go any further, I record all of my outgoing calls. Now, this has nothing to do with you or whoever I speak to, but everything to do with me having a copy of what it is I've said to people. Now, getting back to Fred Burr Road, you should know that the property used to be owned, I believe, by a charity called the Circle of Divine Unity.
Yes, it did.
Right. Now, that charity was, how can I put it, not struck off. It was undone, if you like, by the Secretary of State for Montana in October 2003. I'm not sure what the exact status of the property is, but I know I got a copy of a certificate saying that it basically was undone, discontinued. You'd need to look into what exactly happened. Now, according to Montana state law, if I'm correct, when a charity is discontinued, the assets should be sequestered by the government and distributed to other charities. Now, that apparently didn't happen, and the property presumably languished for 10 months before it was put into another trust by presumably Ms. West, September of this year. Now, I was involved with Divine Unity for 6 months in 2002, and I basically resigned in disgust at what I saw there, and I don't want to go into details except to say that I am involved in legal action against Ms. West, as are others who are going through the Labor Board. But to get back to the charity, as someone who, if you like, donated several hundred dollars to the charity, I am concerned that that matters have not been dealt with appropriately. Now, I don't know whether there's anything wrong. I have no idea. But I can tell you that my lawyer is looking into the paper trail in terms of the ownership of the property, the charity maybe being wound up, and the property moved into another trust, to establish whether it has been done properly and in accordance with Montana law. Now,
I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
John Watson.
John Watson. And what is your number?
My telephone number is 406-642-3874.
Okay.
And I guess I'm letting you know this because if you do get someone who's interested in the property, then presumably you need to let them know if there are any potential issues around ownership of the property.
Okay. Well, when I listed the property on the county records, it did show Divine Unity. And that's what I listed it under. And then my understanding was the county records would soon show Deborah West. At this point, they have not, but Deborah did sign the listing.
Okay, well.
And if there are some legal issues that need to be addressed, they will come up on a title search at the time we request the title prelim with a sale or a contract, and at that time, I guess we'll deal with it. But until then, I really...
Well, Sandy, I guess what I'm trying to say is, and you're quite right, when you do a search, obviously, if there are any issues that come up, they will be looked at, and you will obviously seek clarification as to ownership to make sure that it's all legal, as will presumably the buyer. What I am saying is that the property, from my understanding, having worked there 6 months, was owned by the charity. It was paid for out of donations.
And if I've never known it as a charity. I've only known it as Divine Unity. It doesn't, on the county records, it does not refer to any charity or any tax ID number or...
All right. I guess what I'm telling you, I'm giving you information, Sandy, is that it was a charity, and if there is the slightest possibility that the charity's property has been moved into Devereux West personal ownership, then my lawyer will be seeking an immediate injunction with the local judge to prevent the sale of the property. I can't make it any clearer to you than that. I can also tell you while I'm on the phone that there are a number of government agencies looking into the finances around the charity.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I appreciate the info, and I just, you know, as the listing, as I said, I only go by the county records and the specific deeds, and that's what I followed through with, and I do not have any offers. I have not had any offers. I had not have a reason to file a title search.
Yes.
But at that time, you know, certainly if something came up, I mean, we'll abide by all contract and law.
Oh, sure. I'm going to go back to my lawyer now, and if I understood what you said correctly, you were told that shortly it was going to appear in the name of Devereux West.
The county records would change.
Sure. Well,
the name of
great. Well, I will convey that to my lawyer now, and I would think that we would immediately seek an injunction to prevent the sale of the property.